Welcome to the first podcast in a new series that will address the digital transformation of the health sector in the era of digital interdependence. In this episode, we talk about universal connectivity in health by 2030. The Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, together with its numerous collaborating centers and other international organizations such as the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, and in consultation with its member countries, presented a call to action on the digital transformation of the health sector in the era of digital interdependence. It is based on the report from the group known as the High-Level Panel on Digital Cooperation, convened by the Secretary General of the United Nations in 2020 to identify new proposals to strengthen digital cooperation and ensure that the benefits of digital technologies reach everyone in the world.
Ensuring everyone's inclusion to digital health is critical, particularly considering the most vulnerable.
Dr. Sebastian Garcia Saiso is the director of the Department of Evidence and Intelligence for Action in Health of the Pan-American Health Organization.
As to date, 3.6 billion people are deprived of internet access worldwide. This creates an additional challenge in capturing data that could reflect the social and health conditions of many in such circumstances, and that is key for adequate decision-making in health.
The call to action fits within the framework of Information Systems for Health, or IS4H, an initiative of the Pan-American Health Organization that for over 4 years now has been guiding the countries of the Americas and the Caribbean in their efforts to modernize the information systems used by the health sector. Marcelo D'Agostino is PAHO's Senior Advisor on Information Systems and Digital Health and oversees the IS4H project.
We believe that information systems for health are key for leaving no one behind. This is our goal. And this is why now we are moving from information systems for health to the digital transformation of the health sector. And we are very happy working with countries because we want to ensure having a country-focused approach.
Dr. Jarbas Barbosa da Silva, Assistant Director of the Pan-American Health Organization, also highlights the importance of the IS4H initiative.
This
initiative is a bottom-up process, which has always preserved the vision and needs of the countries. But above all, it has been implemented in cooperation and working in a network under a common agenda and action framework for the entire region, the Information Systems for Health framework. Since 2016 and to date, we have come a long way, and today we can verify the level of maturity of the information systems of the entire continent. This has allowed us to draw up specific roadmaps for the development and strengthening of information systems based on the available evidence and under a shared framework that allows us to focus our efforts on local priorities. The call to action on the digital transformation of the health sector has 8 topics. The first one is universal connectivity in health by 2030. Initiatives to position the health sector in the era of digital interdependence must be channeled into solid and sustainable policies that achieve full understanding and consideration of its characteristics and that address the needs and challenges of both individuals and communities, as well as of service providers. PAHO Director Dr. Carissa F. Etienne thinks universal connectivity will benefit a very particular group of people.
Those who remain in situations of high vulnerability, and that unfortunately, so often, we don't know who they are or where they are or whether they are receiving essential health services or even minimal basic care when they need it. It may seem obvious, but to achieve the goal of leaving no one behind, first, we need to know that this person does exist. We need to know where he or she is, and we need to know what their social and health situation is. It is also imperative to consistently know the state of our health systems and their ability to respond to the particular needs of individuals, their families, and communities. And the only way to know this is to have information systems that are capable of capturing and processing critical and disaggregated data and making it available to the entire health systems without exceptions.
Jennifer Nelson, Health Sector Specialist for Digital Solutions of the Inter-American Development Bank, stresses the correlation between the quality of the data and the response from the health sector.
Through digital transformation, we have the ability to personalize and improve critical health and social services. However, we need to ensure that these services reach and attend the specific needs of many types of population. In order to do this, we must ensure that data is available in its most disaggregated form, including key areas such as sex and gender. Because the better data we have, the smarter our response will be.
The benefits of considering connectivity and bandwidth as a new social determinant of health must also be taken into account. Dr. Carissa Etienne agrees.
So digital and other technologies, we will enable individuals and communities to identify their health needs, to participate in the planning and the delivery of services, and to play an active role in maintaining their own health and well-being.
In other podcasts in this series, we will focus on other topics of the call to action on the digital transformation of the health sector. This podcast was produced by the Pan American Health Organization.